Hello, I'm Marissa Benecos, and you're listening to an IBM podcast. As the inventor of game-changing technologies, including the disk drive and the relational database, IBM is retooling to make sure clients can meet the explosive data growth and demand for information in the world today. IBM announced its largest storage technology launch ever for the company, which includes dozens of new offerings from IBM Systems and Technology Group, Software Group, and IBM Global Technology Services. Joining us now for a better look at all these new offerings, we have Craig Smelser, Vice President of Storage and Security Software Development, Bob Cancilla, Vice President of Disk Systems, and Mike Riegel, Vice President of Information Protection Services. Craig, let's start with you. What's the overall goal with these new offerings?
Well, you're right, Marissa. Our clients are experiencing an explosive growth in data. And one of their principal concerns is, with all of this data, how do I secure it? How do I really make sure it's secured? And how do I archive and protect it? Everything I know about my company is in this data, and it's critical to my business.
All right, great. So why don't you give us some highlights of the new offerings that really meet these needs?
Sure. Well, in the area of data security, one of the key considerations is, how do I encrypt this information? You know, we hear too many times of situations where people are losing valuable information, sometimes personal information. And so a key consideration for clients is a way to encrypt it. But, you know, one of the scary things about encryption that our clients face is the fact that you've got to have and manage the keys for that encryption. Nothing worse than encrypting data that you can't unlock later. So this is all about enterprise key management. This is recognizing that you need to match the key to the media, to the business process, to the owner. And Tivoli has announced the Enterprise Key Management Lifecycle solution that does exactly that. There's also considerations around ensuring that the processes and procedures that you have in place, in fact, do leave you in a more secure posture. We call that our compliance offerings. And IBM and IBM Tivoli have a variety of different offerings to offer this kind of compliance checking and compliance assurance process. So, for instance, things like TPC. TPC is our Total Productivity Center that allows organizations to ensure that the tech processes and procedures that they have in place for managing their environments are able to meet the service level agreements that organizations desire. Our Tivoli Compliance and Insight Manager, which takes all of the events from products like TPC and allows you to answer business questions like, do these processes and procedures allow me to be compliant to Basel II or PCI or any of the other industry or perhaps business-specific requirements that you have to comply to? And then finally, a set of products associated with archiving and protecting this valuable information. We've just announced we've just acquired a company called FilesX, and one of the key capabilities that the FilesX offering provides us is an almost zero and near instant recovery of business critical applications to recover from any kind of a data loss. Of course, there's also our industry leading product called Tivoli Storage Manager in TSM. And we are in the middle, almost complete with a set of enhancements to that offering that substantially improve its scalability and performance, that also provide data deduplication to make it more efficient, and essentially improve the overall affordability of archiving and protection for your valuable data.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
So, Bob, let's go to you to find out about the new offerings from Systems and Technology Group. We know XIV and Diligent were big acquisitions earlier this year. What's IBM now offering?
Sure, Marissa. Let me start out with our acquisition of XIV in January. We are announcing here that an entirely new IBM disk system that features the innovative XIV design that enables enterprise function and performance for open systems at a lower total cost of ownership. This new offering provides unique grid-based architecture that offers tremendous scalability without the corresponding decline in performance, unlimited snapshot copies, thin provisioning, easier management, and self-tuning and healing functionality for traditional applications and new workloads like Web 2.0 and Archive. In April 2008, we brought Diligent Technologies onto our storage team to help clients deal with the explosion of data in the data center. Today, IBM is delivering new software and hardware from this acquisition. Diligence Protector reduces the required backup disk capacity by up to 25 times or more, allowing you to protect more and store less.
All right, great. Why don't we talk about some other new tape and disk offerings and upgrades?
Be great to. We have over 30 offerings in this announcement, but let me highlight a few key ones that really show how IBM is continuing to be the innovation leader across the entire storage market. Let me start first with the DS8000. In this new release for the DS8000, IBM continues to build upon its technical and market leadership in the mainframe environment by introducing new functions like extended address volumes, EAV, for customers dealing with large growth in their Z-series databases, and high-performance FICON, taking advantage of the Z10 Eclipse processor, delivering higher I/O bandwidth. In addition to this offering, we will add RAID 6 protection while delivering 50% more storage capacity in the same footprint, allowing clients to keep their data center cost and energy usage down. Secondly, the DS5000. To complement already a strong portfolio of existing disk offerings, a new mid-range disk storage system is being introduced to meet enterprise-like needs at mid-size prices. This is designed to meet demanding open system requirements, having the ability and flexibility to add interfaces, increase performance, grow capacity, add cache, all being reconfigured on the fly and ensuring it that it keeps pace with the client's growing data center needs. And last and certainly not least, let me talk about our tape portfolio. The new TS3500 is a new high-density library expansion frame that can hold up to 3 times more cartridges than existing frames within the same footprint. This allows our customers to store up to 3 petabytes of data within 10 square feet of floor space.
All right, Mike, let's turn to you. Services are really key to changing a client's information infrastructure. We know that. So what are the critical issues that the new offerings are addressing?
Well, Marissa, that's a great question. I think we've heard from Craig and from Bob that they've got some great new technology coming out. And the good news is we're going to be able to leverage a lot of that technology in global services. If we think about the challenges our customers are faced, we see 4 things that are recurring themes in all of our customer discussions. Number one, our customers are dealing with exploding data growth. And the data growth is exploding not only in the data center, but also outside the data center, at their branch offices, on their individual laptops, of their knowledge workers. And so this explosion of data growth is the first challenge they face. The second thing they face is they're trying to understand how to better manage the data that they have, move it across the information and across the enterprise, and harness all of that data and that information for business insight. They also are worried about how to make sure that all that information is secure and resilient and making sure they can back it up and have access to it in the event of a disaster or some type of file outage. So those are the 4 things we talk with our clients about most often, and I think with a lot of these new technologies and services, we're going to be able to address all 4 of those areas pretty well.
All right. Those are really great points you made, and I know the recent acquisitions have added value to the IBM services portfolio. Can you talk to us about that a bit?
Sure. We've done 4 pretty significant acquisitions that, as you'd expect, line up pretty well to the key client pains we're seeing. The most recent acquisition we did is the acquisition of Arsenal Digital. And what's really exciting about Arsenal Digital is that it gives us the ability to help clients manage their backup and their storage of the data, no matter where it resides. So whether they have data in their core data center that they need to shorten the backup window on and make sure is resilient and recoverable, whether they have it out on PCs or whether they have it in branch offices, Arsenal and the capabilities there can take care of all of that. And in fact, as part of this announcement, Arsenal is rolling out 3 new capabilities that are absolutely critical to our customers. Number one, they have a disk-to-disk capability for managing backups inside customer data centers and taking that backup into then a BCRS recovery center. That'll be critical to make sure customers have a second site copy of their mission-critical information. Number two, Arsenal's rolling out brand new features for enterprise PC backups and deployments. We know that a lot of customers now are starting to think about all the data that resides on individual PCs and laptops. Arsenal has a brand new version of their PC backup product we're announcing this week. And then finally, we have a new server and data recovery accelerator that we have piloted with a number of customers, and in fact, we're rolling that out this week as well. And the benefit of this is that we are able to protect customers' data and reduce their recovery time by 75%. We have a customer in the U.S. who's implemented this, Kroger grocery stores. Being able to reduce their recovery time of their applications and data by 75% has just been phenomenal for them. So that's the Arsenal acquisition, which gives us end-to-end data protection. We also have done acquisitions of Novus and Softtek. And Novus is rolling out new services this week around storage optimization and integration services that give our clients the ability to analyze their storage utilization and make sure that they can reallocate underutilized assets to other higher value areas that might need that storage infrastructure. With Softtek, they're rolling out new services as well. They have a new data mobility service that we're rolling out that will enable our clients to really reduce the risk, the cost, and the complexity of doing data migrations, whether that's because of a technology refresh or because of a physical move of an infrastructure. Softtek and the new data mobility services they're rolling out are going to be critical to help our clients do that, particularly as we think about partnering that service up with a number of the things that Craig and that Bob have mentioned earlier as new features and new products we're rolling out from the IBM Corporation. And then finally, we also have new services from Internet Security Systems, where we're making great progress at helping our clients maintain the security of all of their information assets and making sure that their data centers and their enterprise environments are secure from end to end. So a lot of great new products from all four of these acquisitions within GTS.
Thanks, Mike and Craig and Bob, for all the insight on the news behind the new tools and offerings just unveiled by IBM to meet the demands for a new information infrastructure. For more information, including the link to all 30-plus new offerings, please visit www.ibm.com/storage. You've been listening to an IBM podcast.